we have our final batch of stories. The Canaries have a new partnership. There is a big blow for a charity as their minibus is damaged in an attempted theft. And a business in Anglia Square is having to close.
Independent gaming shop Regen Games has decided to move on from its Anglia Square roots and look to the future after recovering from multiple floods in the shop a year ago. Now, after making up the money to settle his costs, owner Cy Pittman said, "We've achieved an incredible milestone, being able to financially recover and pay off all debt caused by last year's destructive events. But we're not totally out of the woods yet. We'll be starting to close down this aspect of the journey. This means we'll be focusing on emptying the shop and closing down our physical presence here at Anglia Square. The shop will be reducing a majority of its gaming products by anywhere between 10 to 50%, as well as selling off its cabinets and shelving units."
A city barbershop has undergone a huge Christmas makeover to spread joy during the festive season. Clockwork Barbers in St Gregory's Alley has taken its winter decorations up a notch this year to put a smile on the faces of people in Norwich. The shop has introduced a North Pole post box so children can send their Christmas lists straight to Santa, and is also planning to add a mistletoe kissing point. Fraser Howman, the owner of Clockwork Barbers, said, "This year we're ramping it up and are going bigger than ever. We have worked massively at the front of the shop to welcome customers as they walk in to bring a festive vibe to the street. The shop is full of festivities throughout, and our customers have said how much they have enjoyed the atmosphere. I would like to spread Christmas joy and spirit to everyone who passes by the shop." The barbershop has become known for its decorations after having a snow machine installed last year.
An historic Norfolk department store is expanding into the world of logistics with the purchase of a national delivery firm. Jarrold's, which has been in the county for two centuries this year, has acquired RDM Distribution Limited, a family-run business based in Long Stratton, which fulfils deliveries across the UK and beyond. The deal was struck following the retirement of RDM's directors. The acquisition is the start of Jarrold's investment into logistics solutions, with retail customers now able to order the next day delivery from anywhere in the country. A planning application is also underway to redevelop the company's warehouse on Bessemer Road in Norwich. The firm said this would allow it to offer a warehousing and fulfilment service to their local suppliers and manufacturers, which in turn will boost their capabilities. Nick Stephen Jones, Jarrold's CEO, said, "This is an exciting move for the business on many levels. It enhances our offer to our customers, it provides a valuable service to our Norfolk business community, and we're delighted to welcome RDM's team of 20 logistics colleagues to the Jarrold's team."
Police have closed an investigation into damage caused to a charity's adapted minibus in a suspected theft attempt. The Hamlet charity, which has three sites around the city, had one of its two specially adapted minibuses broken into while it was parked outside the new adult centre in Marion Road, Thorpe Hamlet. Chief executive of the charity, Ellie Coulson, said the incident couldn't have happened at a worse time. However, due to the cost, the charity can't afford CCTV to monitor the building and surrounding areas. Now police have confirmed they've gone through all lines of inquiry but were unable to find the perpetrators. Anyone who would like to support the charity can donate at thehamletcharity.org.uk.
Some of Norwich City's finest players visited children in hospital to spread a little Christmas cheer. Players and staff from Norwich City Football Club surprised patients in the children's ward of James Paget University Hospital, handing out presents, signing autographs and posing for photos. Championship players including Adam Idar, Przemysław Płacheta, Liam Gibbs, Sam McCullum, Christian Fasnacht, Huang Yuizhou and Dan Barden visited the ward to wish the patients a very Merry Christmas. Other players, including Johnny Rowe and Dimitris Giannoulis, visited patients at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and East Anglia's Children's Hospices base at the Nook near Norwich. Staff at the hospitals were also given a hamper by the players as a special thank you for their hard work throughout the year. Defender Sam McCullum said, "It's good to do your part in the community. All the patients were so appreciative of everything we did and coming to visit them. It's of massive importance to them and to us."
Some local artistry has brought a festival feel to a city restaurant. Catherine Knapp was chosen to decorate the windows of Ask Italian's Eatery outside Chantry Place Shopping Centre. The Italian-inspired restaurant chain chose Catherine from hundreds of entries to create a festive mural to get diners in the holiday spirit. The Norwich artist drew inspiration from one of the city's best-known streets, Elm Hill, with the mural portraying a winding street running along the windows. Ask Italian is featuring festive murals on all of their 65 restaurants this year, with each branch featuring the work of a local artist that draws inspiration from the surrounding areas and includes famous landmarks and historical figures from its area.
Norwich City have announced a new partnership with a gambling firm, which is aiming to help reduce the rate of deaths by sudden cardiac arrest. The Canaries have linked up with Own the Pitch and the East of England Ambulance Service, E-East, to allow supporters to win cash while boosting the number of automated external defibrillators in Norfolk. Own the Pitch is allowing fans to purchase individual plots of the hallowed Carrow Road turf and offering cash prizes for in-game events. The company estimates an average of 60 on-plot events per match, with each resulting in a donation of as much as £100 to E-East. The donations are estimated to raise more than £6,000 per game and around £100,000 for the charity by the end of the 2023-24 season. These donations will help to address out-of-hospital sudden cardiac arrests, SCAs, which have a fatality rate of 90%. Last year, over 3,500 people died from SCAs in the East of England. Plots start at £12 for the remainder of the current season. Plots are on sale at norwichcity.ownthepitch.com.
What do you hope for at Christmas? That was the question posed to a group of schoolchildren at Cringleford Primary School by the Bishop of Norwich, the Right Reverend Graham Usher. And their answers, which feature in a Christmas message by the bishop filmed at the school, may surprise you. A new bed. I want world hunger to stop. I'd like the war in Ukraine to stop. I'd like the war to stop, as my dad is not with me. During the heartwarming video, Bishop Graham then sat around a Christmas tree and spoke to the children about the message of the season, using presents which contained letters to spell out the word peace. He said, "I pray that peace is the gift that we will all receive from God this Christmas."
And that's all for this edition of Chatterbox. We do hope you've enjoyed listening. A gentle reminder that when you've finished listening to this recording, please return the memory stick to us by popping it in the wallet, turning over the address label and putting it in the postbox. There's no postage to pay. You know we always like to hear from you with any feedback or news, so do get in touch with us on the office number, 01603 765 365, or email us at contact@cbtn.org.uk. The office is only manned on Thursdays, which is our production day, so if there's no reply, do leave a message and we will return your call as soon as we can. Thanks go to our loyal team of volunteers who make up the production team. This evening your readers were Bridget Cook and Robin Quine on part one. Tim Edwards was the sound recordist and Sarah Lusher was the editor. Don't forget to keep listening. Just Talk will follow at the end of this recording. Everyone working on Team One at Chatterbox wish you all a very happy and healthy Christmas. So goodbye from me, Matthew Tucker.
And from me, Carolyn Sayer. Goodbye.